This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles off its eastern coast and second weapons test in 3 days that drew quick condemnation from rivals. Weapons firings follow an intercontinental ballistic missile launched Saturday, and North Korea threats to take an unprecedented strong response to U.S.-South Korean military drills. South Korea said the two missiles were launched from a western coastal town, and Japan said the missiles fell into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan. U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to Poland, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
President Biden will be meeting with allies to reassure them of the U.S. commitment to the region as Russia's deadly invasion of Ukraine reaches the one-year mark. As White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said on Fox News Sunday, the U.S. will continue its support of Ukraine.
We are going to stay committed to Ukraine going forward. And I think when the president, when you see him go to Poland next week in Warsaw, he'll make that case before the entire world and the Polish people.
The president has underscored his commitment to Ukraine for both international and domestic audiences, but it's a commitment that's testing the patience of a narrowly divided Congress. I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is now taking a helicopter, or has taken a helicopter tour of one of the provinces worst affected by the February 6 earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. The Secretary of State is making the first trip to NATO ally Turkey. Speaking to reporters, he says it's going to take a long-term effort to help rebuild.
When you see the extent of the damage, the number of buildings, the number of apartments, the number of homes that have been destroyed, it's going to take a massive effort to rebuild.
Blinken says the U.S. is pledging more than $100 million in aid. This is VOA News. A federal mandate for healthcare workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19 has been in place nationally for a year, but now some contend it's time to end it. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
An Associated Press analysis identified about 750 nursing homes and 110 hospitals nationwide that have been cited for violations of the vaccine mandate. Some nursing home administrators, like Tim Corbin with Truman Lake Manor in rural Missouri, say that's made it harder to fully staff and want the mandate gone.
For people to leave the industry is over a vaccine mandate. I feel that the care they would have provided would have done more good than the vaccine they could have taken.
But Dr. Georges Benjamin with the American Public Health Association says vaccine mandates work.
This is very important for both protecting yourself as well as your patients.
The healthcare vaccine mandate is scheduled to run until November of next year. I'm Julie Walker.
A group of volunteers, a sea of red balloons, was blowing in the wind over a rubble of demolished buildings and Sunday, in memory of every child who died in the week's earthquake. The volunteers, led by Ogun Severokor, a photographer and initiator of the project, climbed up the debris and attached balloons to metal wires. Rescue efforts in the earthquake hit Turkey wind down on Sunday. The death toll has reached more than 46,000 people killed in both Turkey and Syria. Indonesia's police say they will escort back to Italy an Italian-Australian fugitive who was arrested on Indonesia's tourist island of Bali after 7 years on the run in connection with drug trafficking and organized crime. Antonio Strangio appeared on Interpol's red notice list when he was stopped and detained in Bali on February 3rd. The Bali police cited safety reasons in refusing to say when he'll be sent back to Italy. He allegedly connected to the mafia considered by Italian prosecutors to be the most important criminal organization in the Western world. Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania has made big openings at the box office.
Everywhere I go, people tell me the same thing.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
Critics were underwhelmed. Moviegoers gave it a B on CinemaScore. But Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania is the first blockbuster of 2023. It made $104 million in its debut weekend in North American theaters, according to industry estimates.
That's AP's Margie Zoraletta. Viram, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.